in Masingo, but there is a team called Team 5. They are not asking people all the points on the talking points. They are selecting the point which they would want. And also in Zimbabwe, when people are saying something, the COPAC people are asking people to vote for the point. So at the end of the day, people will be afraid to talk. And also the people who are going there, they are very few. Because if you look at a ward, only 300 people attend. It is very worrisome because when you are doing our own workshop as Zim Rides, for only two villages, you get more than 500 people attending.
Why do you think there is apathy concerning the process then?
I think there is apathy in the process because people are not aware about the date, about the venue. Venues, they are only published in the newspaper on Sunday, just few days before the meeting. So people are not even aware of what is happening. And also, if you want to look at it, the newspapers, they are only distributed in the towns. Those people in the rural areas, they don't have access to the newspapers. So they don't even know when the COPAC people are going to come to their area. So I think the COPAC people, they are not utilizing the local leadership in the areas whom we utilize when we are working.